This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Moltz.
Welcome to Business Insanity Talk Radio. This is your host, Barry Moltz, and this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is show number 347. This episode is provided by Sage One, an online accounting and business service solution for every small business. It's also provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, so many small business owners want to hire a professional PR firm but can't afford it, so they end up doing it themselves, really with disastrous results. I'm going to show you how one company has Uberized PR. Also, millennials have revolutionized philanthropy, and now it's only an app away. What if you could take all of those mundane tasks that are go along with running your company? Well, an unusual retail business has come along to solve all of those with all those solutions. But first, I've always been fascinated by people that are one-hit wonders. You know, Tommy Tune and Jenny. You know that song, Debbie, 867-5309?
Oh, yeah.
That's 867-5309. Yeah. You know, they were a one-hit wonder, and that was it. And then, of course, there's Steve Wozniak, the one-hit wonder with Apple, and that's all she wrote. This was outlined in the famous book, Innovator's Dilemma, where people have a hard time repeating their success. But think about all those people that have success, success. Think of the Beatles, the Rolling Stones. What really separates those people from the rest of us? Here to help is Ken Goldstein. He served as chairman and CEO of Shop.com, has been the executive vice president, managing director of Disney Online. He's got a new book out. It's called Endless Encores. Ken, welcome to the show.
Barry, thanks for having me on the show.
So what separates out the one-hit wonders from those people that do it over and over and over again?
You know, it really comes down to their discipline and their process, and each time you go at it, you're starting fresh. What you learn from what came before is great, but each endeavor that you go out and tackle is a new thing, and you got to start it with the same energy, the same enthusiasm, and the same process, and not talk about what you did, but talk about what you're going to do.
So the people that are one-hit wonders, do they just happen to catch lightning in the bottle and they got lucky?
You know, sometimes that happens, not too often. You know, you heard about the one-hit wonder that took, 20 years in the making to get there. The question is, when you're staring at that success, when you're feeling that awesome expectation that others have for you to continue, what do you do with that? Do you freeze? Do you repeat what you did before and give them kind of a separate flavor to a brand extension? Or do you take a risk and go forward and really do something that's exciting and creative? Did before.
And it's very difficult for people to have success ever since, because as I said, they do have that innovator's dilemma. I was watching the other night of David Cassidy. You know, I don't know if you were a fan of the Partridge Family like I was.
Of course.
Well, you know, he's going through bad times. He's recovering from alcoholism. He's got to sell his house. It's very, very difficult when people have had a lot of success to keep producing those success. It's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. You think about, I used to think a lot about as a kid, when Hotel California came out by the Eagles. And, you know, what do you do after Hotel California?
That's right, exactly.
How do you go back in the studio and record?
You check in, but you never check out, right?
Yeah, but how do you record again? How do you do something on top of that? And, you know, I've been in the software business most of my career, and I look at people who have had hits and gone on to have additional hits, and I look at people who have had one hit and not gone anywhere. And they all face the same thing, which is once you've done something, it is the blank canvas, and what are you going to do with that blank canvas, and do you have the energy and enthusiasm, and most of all, the discipline to start over, to be resilient, and to reinvent yourself on every new project.
It's interesting, Ken, because there's a lot of talented people out there, and what you're saying is what separates the folks is the people have discipline. You have this whole formula called people, products, and profits. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's what we talk about in the new book, Endless Encores. So I've been talking about people, products, and profits for about 25 years. I don't remember when it first came out of my mouth. But it was a rallying cry, you know, much in the way that with, you know, Steve Jobs and Apple, Think Different was a rallying cry. And for me, it really starts with the talent, and it's not just, you know, our people are our most valuable asset. Your people are your only asset. They are what matter. And having the right ones in the right roles is how you're going to get there. And to get from those people, you need a leapfrog product, a product that is not, you know, a same Me Too product. And sitting underneath that, you need a business model that makes sense. If you don't have all three, you're not going to repeat. But which order do you pursue them in? That's the order that I pursue them in.
And so what about the, you know, I have another P. What about process?
You know, process goes all the way through it. I think you have to be really, really careful in organizations to balance process. You know, big corporations are famous for slowing people down, and small corporations are famous for just, you know, damn the torpedoes and, you know, blowing up. I believe in a creative process, but I believe in a very light hand on the creative process. I believe in making sure that everybody in the room gets to speak. I don't think product development is democratic. I think someone has to make a decision. There has to be a vision around it. But to me, if you've got the right people and you've committed to the right product and you have a sane business model, I think the process is going to take care of itself.
We're talking with Ken Goldstein. He's got a new book out called Endless Encores. Ken, one of the traps that I think that, you know, I've fallen into this over the years is that you start to believe your own press and then you only surround yourself with people that agree with you.
That,
so how do you prevent that?
Best, absolute best way to fail miserably. You know, I tell people, you were talking a little bit before about PR agencies, and I've worked with so many, and I love PR. It's a great, great form of marketing. But, hey, when someone puts out a press release that says you're wonderful, remember that you paid them to do that.
That's exactly.
I mean, they're working for you. They're not going to put out a press release that say you're no good. So if you start believing that kind of stuff, oh, man, you got to listen to your customers. I talk about that a lot in the book, too. The real boss is the customer. You can have a boss on an org chart. You can think you're a boss. You can think you're at the top of it. You know, hey, look at United Airlines yesterday. You know, they threw out their CEO. So, you know, the answer is pay attention to what the customer has to say. Pay attention to your customer service. Pay attention to the people on your team and their innovations. And don't worry about the PR. The PR will take care of itself.
Now, you wrote the book as a parable. Why do you think that was the most effective way to communicate the message?
Well, some of it was just me being risky and trying to be innovative. You know, there have been so many business books. Oh, my goodness. You go to the bookstore and you go to the book section online, you see business book after business book. And I was talking to my publisher after I finished my first book, This Is Rage, which was a very long, winding business adventure, and said, what if we did something different this time? What if we did something short and really tried to tie some of those ideas together? And he said, well, do you think you could write a book like Five Temptations of the CEO? Or do you think you could write a book like Who Moved My Cheese? And I said, oh, my goodness, after a 500-page book to write a 150-page book, sure. Hey, I found out writing a 150-page book is every bit as hard as writing a 500-page book.
Oh, there's no question. What do you hope the small business owner to get out of once they read your book?
You know, I've been seeing some of the early reviews, and it's the people are inspired. You know, they read this 150 pages, and they go, wow, that's all I need to focus on. I need to focus on the people, getting the right people in the right positions, firing them up. I need to make sure that we're committed to a good product. I need to make sure that the business model makes sense. Everything else is a distraction. So when I get people inspired, when I get people back in the ring and being resilient and saying, hey, my last success is not going to be my last success. It's going to be the one that precedes this success. That's what I want. And I also want them not, and you've talked about this a lot on your show, I want them not to be afraid of failure. You can't learn without failure. There is no winning without failure. You have to have, you know, safe failure. You have to have, you know, bounds around it. But don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid that people will laugh at you. Go out there, do your best work, see how it goes. If you fail, learn from it and go at it again.
Just let it go, yeah. I find it very fascinating that one of your P's is profits, because I think that a lot of small business owners, they don't focus enough on profits. I'll look at a financial statement and I'll go, well, where's the money in this for you?
Oh, gosh, yes. And, you know, I think that started with the dot-com. Some of us survived the dot-com bubble and then survived the Great Recession. Mm-hmm. And this idea that you can just buy your customers, take all your investment capital and spend it against marketing. Hey, maybe it works once in a while. Maybe you're going to win the lottery and someone's going to buy your company for $1 zillion. But for the rest of us, you have to have a business model that makes sense. We get valued on multiples of EBITDA, and if you can't produce it, I don't care how good your people are, and I don't care how good your product is, you have to generate income, you have to generate EBITDA.
Because what I always say is, if you generate EBITDA, if you generate profit, somewhere along the line, Ken, someone's going to find the company being valuable.
Well, and the other side of it is you have options, right? If your company is paying its bills and, you know, paying some kind of a dividend back to its investors, you control the clock. I always tell people, control the clock. You want to control the clock. Really good companies, you know, they get bought. They don't get sold. Somebody comes in and says, yeah, that's a great company. That's a great management team, and I want to lock you up. But if you're burning cash, all you're doing is losing control of the clock until somebody bails you out. That's a terrible way to run a business.
Absolutely. And I think people is probably the most difficult part. I mean, over the course of my career, I've found people that I love working with, but sometimes you can't keep the team together.
It's so frustrating. And, you know, everyone talks about it, and people, it really does matter. And anytime I hear when I'm working with a company and they're going to fill a box on the org chart with a warm body, oh, my God, I just shudder. It's like, No, you've got to find the right person, take as long as it takes. Having the wrong person in the box is way, way worse than having no one in the box. And take the time and make sure that it's a compatibility fit, make sure it's a competency fit, and make sure it's a character fit.
As I always say, slow to hire and quick to fire. Well, Ken, where can people get in touch with you?
Well, they can find me at kengoldsteinauthor.com. They can find me my Endless Encore is on Amazon, and they can find me at my blog, corporateintel.us.
I just wish you was just at kengoldstein.com. That guy should give it up.
If I could get it back, I wouldn't have to be kengoldsteinauthor.com.
That's right.
But my publisher wants me to be kengoldsteinauthor.com.
I got it. Ken, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Barry.
Coming up, is there a better way to do away with all those administrative things that you hate to do for your company? A mass retailer thinks they have a better solution. This is AM560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Rich, taking a look at the roadways as you travel out and about. The inbound Kennedy jam from Lake to the Burn Circle, 22 from O'Hare, 12 in from Montrose. That's due in part to a tight condition on the outbound Dan Ryan for out to Taylor, 16 from downtown to 95th. Now, we haven't seen 15-minute full-lane closures with regularity throughout the overnight period. It looks like another one is starting to happen right now. So definitely, if you are heading to the Chicago Marathon, you might want to think of an alternate route. Also, if you are traveling through Grant Park or around Grant Park, Congress is shut down from Michigan to Columbus, Balboa, Jackson, and Monroe from Michigan to Lakeshore Drive, Columbus from Randolph to Roosevelt, and Roosevelt between Columbus and Lakeshore Drive. Those will open up at 6 p.m. Also, the outbound Dan Ryan ramp to 31st Street will close for the marathon. Weather forecast, sunny in 77, 53 at O'Hare and Midway. Next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You saw him moderate the CNN presidential debate.
Hugh Hewitt, a nice man.
Now you can see him live at Freedom Summit Chicago 2015. Hugh Hewitt is coming to Freedom Summit.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
And he joins an already packed lineup that includes Ann Coulter and AM 560's Sean Hannity. Freedom Summit Chicago on November 14th in Itasca with Hugh Hewitt, Sean Hannity, and Ann Coulter. Get your tickets today at FreedomSummitChicago.com. That's FreedomSummitChicago.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMaltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
If you're a small business owner, you know that image is everything. This is Dina, manager of Aunt Dee's Slots and Wine Bar in Hickory Hills. As an upscale venue, our clients expect a clean and presentable business. After a year of heavy traffic, our carpet really showed the stains from numerous wine tastings and special events that we couldn't clean ourselves. We called Executive Green Carpet Cleaning when we heard about their no-risk guarantee, promising that we would be happy or we wouldn't need to pay. They scheduled a time convenient for us, not what fit their calendar. Executive Green used their own purified water and non-toxic solution. It left the carpet residue-free and even took wine stains out we thought were permanent. If you're a small business owner looking to clean carpet, upholstery, tile, and more, call Executive Green Carpet Cleaning.
Call 708-599-5151. That's 708-599-5151. Or visit executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. That's executivegreencarpetcleaning.com.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, many small business owners start their own company because they want to solve a problem for a customer. What they don't want to do is administer payroll, process benefits and taxes, and do all the mundane day-to-day work that comes with running a business. Well, Sam's Club has come up with an innovative way to help. Michaela Wardlaw Lemon joined Sam's Club in 2014 as Vice President for Member Services. In this role, Michaela oversees strategy to increase the value of membership through service solutions that save members time and money. As an ambassador for Sam's Club's commitment to small business prosperity, Michaela currently represents Sam's Club to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's Council on Small Business. She's also an active member of Enactus and their annual Sam's Club Step Up for Small Business Project Partnership. Michaela, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks, Barry. I'm glad to be here.
Now, I think a lot of us who work with small businesses, it comes really as no surprise. People want to provide the service they want to provide, but they don't really want to do all this other stuff, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely supporting small business owners is something that Sam's Club has been doing for many, many years, since our inception in 1983, in fact. This is just kind of the evolution. We've done some research with our business members and tried to figure out exactly where they need the most help, and that's where our services come in.
So let's talk about these six categories that you've identified where companies really do need the most help.
Yeah, absolutely. So as I mentioned, you know, it's kind of an evolution. So about a year ago, we conducted some research, really just having conversations with the business members that already shop our clubs, and found out that they wanted help in six key areas: healthcare, finance, technology, marketing. You know, they want to grow their businesses, so marketing was really important to them. And then a lot of back office functions such as payroll, as you mentioned earlier, and legal services. You know, some people don't know where to start whenever they are wanting to start their company, and legal services come in there, and then a lot of other benefits that we offer beyond when it comes to legal.
And so how do you provide these business benefits?
Sure. Well, we are definitely in the point right now of trying to get awareness out. The way that people can go find out about them is online, just on samsclub.com. We have a services section, and then that provides deeper information. We have unique pages from each of our providers who we consider our experts in the industry. Once someone learns about the programs, decides whether that's right for them or not, we want to make it very accessible and very easy for these members. So specifically, you know, one example, if you're going to run payroll, we made sure that that would be accessible on your phone, tablet, laptop, because we know that people are very busy and on the go.
And so how do you actually do this? I know that you've partnered with a bunch of different folks to be able to provide this. How does someone who's a Sam's Club member access these services?
Sure. Well, they just simply go to samsclub.com and go to the services tab. And then from there, they can click on payroll, click on accounting, click on payment solutions. And from there, it depends on the service. You know, some of it you'll be able to just read online and determine whether that's right for you. And others, you want to have a conversation with someone. And so we provide both ways of providing that access for our members, and then they simply sign up. From there, it's very easy. We made sure that it was extremely member-friendly and that it would be easy for them to sign up and then easy for them to manage.
So, Michaela, why did you decide to start offering these services? Because this is really new for any type of a retailer.
Sure. Well, we are all about adding value to membership, and we see services as just another way of extending that value. You know, our team works on behalf of these members to get not just savings of time for these business owners, but also savings of money. You know, on many of them, you can get 20% off of the traditional prices that these services would offer. And so, you know, this is just another way that we're able to add value to members so that they'll keep coming back to Sam's Club.
And so are these just special partners, or is Sam's Club actually providing the services? In other words, am I paying Sam's Club, or am I paying, for example, ExecuPay for HR?
Yeah, that's a great question. We definitely wanted to go where the expertise lies. So with payroll and HR, for instance, ExecuPay is who you're going to be working with or who you're going to be paying for those services. Identity protection, you know, LifeLock is the brand in that industry. So that is our partner there. We worked really hard within this team in order to find the right partners who would add the most value and, you know, not just savings of time, as I mentioned earlier, but savings of money for these business members.
Michaela, I found that Sam's Club has really been doing this for a long time. Tell us about some of the other programs that you have really to help small business owners.
Sure. Sure. So I mentioned a lot of the services that we offer. Another thing that has kind of evolved over the past is lending. We know that access to capital, access to funds is definitely a spot where business owners need some assistance. And we have a lending club right now, which is kind of a peer-to-peer loans. We've also had payment processing in the near past, and that's definitely a benefit. Where we offer wonderful savings on rates for our members. And then we have other things that are wonderful values for members, such as Club Pickup, where our business owners are able to place orders online and then run to the club and pick those up. Again, a way of saving some time.
Yeah, I really love all the areas that you worked in. I mean, I do a lot of work with First Data, and that's your partner on payment solutions, because this can be processing credit cards can be very expensive for small business owners.
Absolutely, yes. And so we work hard to not only provide the savings there, but also to provide extra benefits, new innovations. You know, mobile payments is something that's becoming more and more important to small businesses. And as you know, many businesses are opening as a mobile business. So having a solution there is really important. So we've worked hard with First Data to bring those to life in our Sam's Club offering.
And so tell us what it costs to join the club and what kind of people qualify.
Sure. Joining Sam's Club is very simple. We basically have two different options. One is our Plus membership. That is $100 per year. And then the second is the business membership, which is $45. And with both of those, you're able to get additional members within your business that can sign up for the accounts as well.
And so what type of businesses usually join Sam's Club? What type of sizes?
Okay. We definitely see a lot of small businesses, sometimes just, you know, one owner employee. These businesses range from food service to daycares. We even have, you know, religious organizations and churches. Lots of different variety with our members within the clubs on the business side.
You know, what I love about what you're doing is because I think that a lot of these types of clubs start out as if I needed 16 rolls of toilet paper, right? And I think that businesses don't necessarily need 16 rolls of toilet paper anymore, but they really do need these kinds of services that are you're offering.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I mentioned the evolution before. What we're trying to do is understand the greatest needs that these members, these business owners have, and bring that to them. So they might still need, you know, the toilet paper and 16 rolls,
right,
as you mentioned.
Right.
But they also have this huge need on the other side, which is helping them run their business and having a partner where it may sometimes seem a little bit lonely. So we're just trying to stay on top of exactly what they need and offer that. And, you know, we're really appreciative of this opportunity because we have a challenge to get awareness up so that these members can take advantage of these services.
Yeah, and we just don't want you to think of it as a shopping club. It really is a services club that really can help your small business, which has really been the most popular service as you've rolled this out?
So we've had a lot of luck with the travel. That's one I didn't mention yet, but that's something that extends not just to our consumer members, but also to businesses. We have also had a lot of luck with payroll and the payment solutions. And we think that there's a huge opportunity with lending, as I mentioned earlier. And in my previous role, learned a lot about that side of, you know, running businesses and how, access to capital is a huge need. So we see a lot of potential in that one. They're also new. So it's interesting to see which will be the lead.
And tell us about your partnership with Aetna, because they've certainly been on the show before.
Yeah, absolutely. So healthcare, you know, I don't have to say this to you or to your audience, healthcare is a key concern.
Absolutely.
Out there, and it's continuing to change. So really we wanted to have consistent tools, reliable rates and such for our members so that they could get kind of their arms around what it means to have a healthcare solution for them and for their employees.
And lastly, tell us about the TrueCar offering.
Yeah, we're really excited about TrueCar. I can tell you that, it just launched last week. We are really fond of TrueCar in general, but the partnership that we've built and the value for our members we think will be just extraordinary, and hopefully to, you know, help evolve this this industry. I'll tell you that it just launched last week, and we've already exceeded our expectations on the number of visitors to the site.
Excellent. Mikhail, thanks for being on the show, and thanks for everything that Sam's Clubs does for small business.
All right. Thanks, Barry. Take care.
This is AM 560. We'll be right back.
saw him moderate the CNN presidential debate.
Hugh Hewitt, a nice man.
Now you can see him live at Freedom Summit Chicago 2015. Hugh Hewitt is coming to Freedom Summit.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
And he joins an already packed lineup that includes Ann Coulter and AM 560's Sean Hannity. Freedom Summit Chicago on November 14th in Itasca with Hugh Hewitt, Sean Hannity, and Ann Coulter. Get your tickets today at FreedomSummitChicago.com. That's FreedomSummitChicago.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. A plane with two people on board crashes into a house in Northern California. No injuries on the ground in South Lake Tahoe. No word about those on the plane. New York Mets shortstop Ruben Tejada broke his right leg in Game 2 of the playoff series with the Dodgers. TBS has the call as Chase Utley hit Tejada with a takeout slide.
Up the middle, gloved by Murphy. There's one, and they will not get the double play. Wow, did Chase Utley go in hard at second as the tying run scores. Tejada is down.
And some are calling it a dirty takeout because Tejada's back was turned. The Dodgers went on to beat New York 5-2. Chicago topped the Cards 6-3. Both series tied one game apiece. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Rich, taking a look at the roadways. As you travel out and about, several roads closed in Grant Park for Chicago Marathon, including Congress, Balboa, Jackson, Monroe, Columbus, and Roosevelt. We'll see more closures throughout the morning. Inbound on the Kennedy, jam from Lake to the Circle, 22 from O'Hare, 12 in from Montrose. Then the outbound Dan Ryan tight out to Taylor, 16 from downtown to 95th. Watch out for 15-minute full-lane closures from now till 6 a.m. Traffic is sponsored by Nicola by LaCroix. La Traffic by Nicola. Say goodbye to the same old cola and say hello to the new Nicola. All-natural cola-flavored sparkling water. Zero calorie, zero sweetener, zero sodium, completely innocent. Nicola by LaCroix, made for you, available at Brookhaven Markets. Weather forecast, looking for a beautiful high in the mid-70s, 53 at O'Hare Midway, 55 Lake. Next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Four new employees.
A 20% increase in revenue.
Being one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage helps you achieve business milestones with cloud and software solutions that lead to deeper financial insights. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey!
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine.
Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will, person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
For the buy one, get one free offer, visit MyPillow.com or call 800-489-0201 and use the promo code Amy.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, most small business owners know that PR is an easy way to market their company. And most have no idea on how to get that PR. And they're scared to hire a professional because they don't want to invest the $3,000 to $10,000 a month for a retainer. Well, my next guest has a new way, a better way. Josh Kell is the co-founder of Glass Lantern PR. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, let's first talk about PR in general. What is really the best way for someone to get PR for their business if they want it?
Well, I mean, it depends. I think one aspect you really need to take into consideration is where you are as a business financially and what your goals are. You know, if you don't have that much money to invest in PR and your goals are very local, you can do it a lot yourself by coming up with creative pitches around what your message wants to be, and just going out and talking to journalists that you follow or that you want to be included in. But once you get beyond that point, you want to have a deeper market infiltration, then it's time to start thinking about going to an external firm or a professional.
So if I'm looking for a PR firm, what kinds of things should I be looking for to make sure that the match is successful?
Well, one thing you can really tell a lot when you're talking to someone from a firm at the sales point when they're trying to get you as a client is, are they listening to what you're saying, and is what they say as far as the solution to your challenges meet what you have in mind? Because at all points, you want to make sure that they're representing your product or service in the way that you want it represented. Now, the details as far as, you know, how to go about doing that, that's really comes into the experience of the PR firm. But at the core of everything, you want to still feel like it's your company being displayed out there.
Now, so many times, Josh, this ends badly, right? Someone signs up for a retainer for $3,000 a month for 6 months or $10,000 a month for 6 months. It doesn't go well. Why does it fail so often?
Well, part of it has to do with an understanding of what the goals and purpose of PR are. Very rarely is it I hire a PR firm and it's going to result in direct sales. PR, in terms of media relations, is not a sales mechanism. It's something to help your sales system in place. So what it will do is it will draw, if it goes well, it will draw traffic to your website or your point of sale, but it can't actually convert that sale. That's what your sales team's for. That's what the process of the website's for, and ultimately that's what your product's for. So we build interest, but we don't result in sales. So understanding that there's no quick turnaround as far as success for many cases helps temper that.
Now, your firm, Glass Lantern PR, really, I thought it was fascinating how you've really come up with a better way. Tell us about that.
Well, right now for our – we have two things that goes on right now. So our general campaign approach is a little bit different, in which we have no long-term contracts, so every contract goes month to month. You can drop us at any point if you're not happy. There's no notice needed and no penalty fee if you do drop us. We try to be as upfront as possible. And then for larger clients, we offer a results assurance program, which it takes 30% of the quarterly budget and puts it on aside unless we meet or exceed specific quarterly goals, such as number of press hits, number of interviews, and byline articles written and placed. But what we've created now, which is the PR timeshare program, is geared towards the clients or potential clients that we've spoken to that have a need for PR, that are ready as a company for PR. They just don't have the budgets to hit those minimum numbers. And so what we've done is kind of created a grouping of all these clients together so that they can use their own resources to help each other. So it cuts the monthly fee drastically. It's starting out at $1,500. But probably by the end, it'll be down to about $1,000 a month. And then what you get out of that is PR services for what you need. So it's for known news sources, hard, or what we call hard news. So if you know over the course of the year you're going to have a product release, you're going to have an executive announcement, maybe there's a merger or acquisition, maybe you're attending a trade show, or if you're in the consumer side of things, you want to have a push for the holidays, which usually runs between July and December to get in all the gift guides, we'll cover you for that, and we'll have representation for you for that without question, you know, no limited hours. Where it differs from a primary PR account, which you're paying a little more for, is that we don't do the proactive stuff. So we don't work on getting your name out in the news for stories around your industry or doing that thought leadership building where your executives are writing these byline articles or getting interviewed for concepts rather than the product or service that you're offering.
So the way this really works is it's a timeshare program where there are specific things that you contract for during the year.
Right, but it's a little more open than that. So we understand that when you sign up, you're going to know when an idea of at least when you're going to have a product launch or if you're doing the holiday push. You know when the holiday push is. But things creep up, like you know, if you hire someone new or if there's a sudden client that you bring on, you want to do a client announcement that you don't necessarily know about right now. That gets included as well.
Now, the last thing I want to talk to you about, and we've got about 30 seconds left, I know that your firm is really committed to client transparency. Tell us about that and why that's so important, and why is that unique in the PR area?
Well, I think one of the biggest problems with PR is people just don't understand the reasonings as far as why things are done or how they're done. So by being as transparent with a client as possible and trying to limit like industry lingo, there's a better understanding and a better feeling of success when the success of PR is felt rather than the expectations of what it should be. It's an understanding of what it is and the ability to appreciate that.
Well, Josh, thanks for being on the show. If you want to read Josh, you can go to www.glasslanternpr.com. Thanks again, Josh.
And thank you.
All right. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back with one of my interviews from Sage Summit 2015.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Rich, taking a look at the roadways. Construction crews trying to fit in one more 15-minute full-lane closure until they are not authorized to do so. We may see another one, though. This is inbound, outbound on the Dan Ryan at Taylor. So everything stacked up from Lake Street on the outbound inbound Kennedy, all the way to Taylor on the outbound Dan Ryan. No time is given. Don't forget about the Chicago Marathon closures. We will see more throughout the morning. Also, the Elgin O'Hare eastbound shut down for construction between Lake and Roselle till 7 a.m. And Skokie CTA Yellow Line work closes McCormick between Howard and Oakton until 8 p.m. tonight. That is going to create a little bit of a havoc as you head through Skokie. Weather forecast looking beautiful out there with temperatures in the mid-70s, 53 O'Hare Midway, 55 at the lakefront. Your next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
My proudest number is 2005. That's the year I started my business. It was just me for 2 years, and then I hired my first employee.
My proudest number is 20. Last year, I saw a 20% increase in revenue. We got our first six-figure check, too.
My proudest number is 36. That's how many new clients I've signed. And next quarter, I'll double it.
My proudest number is 42. I was 42 when I became one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S., and I never looked back.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success.
Sage Cloud and software solutions help you achieve these milestones by providing deeper insights into all your numbers. So believe in them. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today to learn more.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back. Christina Daves has been an entrepreneur for over 20 years and has a knack for discovering niche markets from service industries to consumer goods. She's done event planning and land development feasibility, owned a retail store, now designs and manufactures Medi Fashions and award-winning accessories to make medical devices fashionable. Of course, Christina won the 2014 Rule Breaker Awards grand prize. Christina, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Barry.
What haven't you done? Have you played Mickey at Disney World? No, I haven't done that yet.
Maybe I have. No.
So tell us a story about Cast Medic, because to me it is an unbelievable series of events that really shows how you can take literally adversity and turn it into a business.
Yeah, so I had sold my retail store, got out of that. I took about a year off, which, you know, for an entrepreneur is just awful.
It's like a year is like a 10 it's years 10 in an entrepreneur's life, like a dog's life. Yeah.
So I was like, what am I going to do? I've got to come up with something. And then a freak accident left me with a broken foot. Went to the doctor the day before I was going to New York City. He put me in that big, ugly black boot. And the whole way on the train, I'm Googling, you know, medical boot fashions, medical boot accessories. And my poor husband, because the light bulbs went off on the train. He's like, oh, here we go again.
Here's a new business.
Fifth one. But I did. I went home and I started researching. It was like, holy smokes, there's 4 million people a year put in these boots. There's nothing on the market. If I can get just a couple of them to spend $25, that's a pretty good business.
And so tell us about the business you created.
So I created Cast Medic Designs. I created fashion accessories, really timeless styles, you know, faux fur, houndstooth camo, things like that that'll just kind of last forever. Made it really affordable because, well, I thought people were only in boots 6 to 8 weeks. I've met a lot of people who are in boots for a long time.
Wow.
And they're so happy to have an alternative. I got celebrities to wear it. I saw Diana Ross in a boot, and everyone's like, how'd you get her to wear it? Well, I picked up the phone, and I called her publicist. And
I thought you broke her leg.
Yeah,
that's where it kind of starts.
I got a guy,
You got a guy, exactly.
But I did. I called the publicist. I said, this is what I do. He said, send an email. I sent an email, and he replied back. He goes, I sent it to Diana. You know, I'll let you know. So I thought, sure. 2 hours later, her people would love to meet you in D.C. Can you bring her stuff? She was singing for the president. I set my Google alerts, Diana Ross, and there she was the next morning in my product.
Wow. That's really amazing.
It was huge.
That's really quite a great story. Now, you said that you lost a fortune hiring a, and I put, quote, retail expert who actually did nothing. A lot of us, we think that we've got to hire the expert if we're successful, but sometimes it can go awry.
Yeah, it did. And I believed, you know, this person was going to get me into, manufacture the product, which never happened, and then get me into all these places, QVC and big box retail. Well, I now realize, too, I'm too niche for those. But I relied on what that person told me. So you kind of got to dig deep. Don't get starry-eyed and excited because somebody's like, oh, I'm going to put you here and here and here. Take a step back and make sure, A, they can really do it, and B, those are the right places for you.
And so what did that investment cost you?
$27,000.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's like a half year's college tuition. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
So I've seen you speak before, and the thing that you really emphasize, Christina, which I like, is really your passion and perseverance. I guess my question is, how do you know, you know, you should really stop digging? How do you know that your passion can only take you so far, and it's saying, well, maybe this isn't going to work, I should step back?
Well, I think if it's not working, if nothing's working, I always say my passion has led to people investing in my business that never would have invested in it. I got in an orthopedic trade magazine that had never put anything fashionable in it. And the publisher told me, he goes, your passion was so infectious, I'll put you in there. Well, that got me in front of my target market. Every orthopedic and podiatrist saw my product. So, yeah, but I think once it stops, if you weren't selling or nobody else thinks your idea is a good idea, you might want to shift your passion to something else.
I keep thinking in my mind, what does the centerfold look like for, you know, the orthopedic magazine, right? Some guy, like, you know, in a whole body cast,
it's a
right?
Brace, yeah.
It's a whole, he's got every bone in his body, really. Now, I've heard you telling a very exciting story, and this happens, can happen just like that. out of the blue, you get a call from the PR folks over at Steve Harvey. Of course, Steve Harvey is a guy in Chicago that has a wonderful syndicated show. Tell us about that. That really was not only great publicity for you, but was very profitable.
It was actually an email, and I tell the story. You know, I was kind of at rock bottom. Entrepreneurs hit that. It was a Tuesday night. I was actually kind of teary-eyed, and Wednesday
morning, was raining.
It was, yeah. Right. Just on my head.
There was no moon out. Right, exactly.
But that next morning I woke up and there was an email from the Steve Harvey Show. And they said, you know, we might have an interest putting you on the show. And it went. It was a full day of interviews, you know, on the phone. I had to do videos. By 9 o'clock that night, they had invited me to participate in the show. I didn't know what the show was about. Flew out there. It was an inventors competition. And I won. I won $20,000. And the best part was that it was validity. That there was a panel of judges that thought, this is a really great idea. And that was the turning point in my business.
Now, one of the things you also do is you help other small business owners pitch their business for PR. So in the 30 seconds we have left, tell us, where do you start there?
Yeah, so PR for anyone, start local. That's one of the easiest ways to get publicity. It doesn't matter what you do, your local business, your local newspapers, magazines, trade journals, anything like that, they're always looking to cover local businesses.
And so if people want to get in touch with you and really share your passion, where should they do that?
Yeah. Christina at PR for Anyone, Christina at Cosmetic Designs, Heal and Style is the boot company, PR for Anyone is the small business helping you get publicity. I'm pretty easy to find online.
You're pretty much everywhere, right?
I try to be.
Well, Christina, thanks so much for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Great. Thank you for having me, Barry.
This is AM 560. The Answer. We'll be right back.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
The biggest trap business owners face is that they are continually flip-flopping their time between working for customers and selling to find new business. As a result, when you are doing the work, the sales activity slows to a crawl. This double helix trap keeps businesses struggling for years. Learn the 7 strategies for breaking this trap. Contact Barry at barry@barrymoltz.com.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-317-7853. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Just call 1-800-317-7853. That's 1-800-317-7853. 1-800-317-7853.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, giving back makes us all happier, but finding a charity that you can really support is sometimes harder than it seems. Millennials are revolutionizing philanthropy. Here to show us how is Stephen Lee. He knows a lot about managing money, but he's also passionate about giving back. Stephen realized there wasn't a simple, reliable way to find interesting charities to be passionate about. And because of that, too many charities really weren't getting the exposure they deserved. Stephen combined his 15 years of knowledge and experience in the financial technology world as a partner of a hedge fund, director for a technology division of a Fortune 500 company, as a strategy consultant for private equity and Fortune 500 companies with a desire to help causes in need, and founded Cherry Pick. Now, instead of managing and making money for the wealthy, he spends his time raising money for causes who need it the most. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
That should be a rallying cry, that last sentence, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very good hype message you sent out there. I really appreciate that.
It's a good Robin Hood thing. So tell us why you got involved this whole thing in the application Cherry Pick.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it all started with my desire to start giving back. As you really well mentioned, my background was in the hedge fund and trading world. And I really wanted to, you know, get away from helping the high net worth to really start helping people that needed it and wanted to give back more with my time. So I spent hours on end trying to find charities to donate to. I found it really difficult and time-consuming. And I eventually ended up doing what others do, which is really work with charities that my friends were part of. But even then, after working with those charities, I saw a big gap in learning about trustworthy charities. How do you go about finding these trustworthy charities? How do you know if they're vetted or not, or what they're going to do with the money? But eventually I found some that I wanted to work with, and while working with them, I found that there's a huge gap in fundraising. I'm sure you realize that, you know, people most of the time only donate once or twice a year, and that's really when they go to these events that their friends throw. And then also those costs to fundraise for these nonprofits is right around 20 to 30 cents of every dollar is going to, you know, putting on these events and trying to get people to donate. So I wanted to change all that and combine my finance, technology, and nonprofit experience to create a solution. And that's really when I came up with Cherry Pick.
So we got about a minute left. Tell us how Cherry Pick actually works, how someone can use it who's listening to the show.
Cherry Pick is awesome. It's a free mobile app, iOS and Android. Basically, you go online, you discover and donate a dollar a day to interesting charities that we've curated. We provide a selection of three different charities per day that you can donate your dollar to. And we monitor your giving trends and give you a receipt at the end of the year for tax purposes. Everything on the app is – all the nonprofits on the app are IRS registered. They're relevant to our target age group of 25 to 35. They're trustworthy. We go out and, financially and operationally vet them. And they're all a certain size. They're all small to medium nonprofits that you know that, you know, you can – their money is going to things that are of good cause and you know, making an impact.
Well, Stephen, I appreciate using your powers for good, as they say.
No, I really appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
And where can we find Cherry Pick? On all the stores?
Yeah, all the stores. And just remember, Cherry Pick spelled C-H-A-R-I-P-I-C-K, Cherry as in Cherry Pick, charity.
Stephen, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us on Business Sanity Talk Radio. And I want to thank our sponsors, Sage One and Nextiva. Special thanks to our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, and our producer behind the glass, Debbie Schreiner. If you're serious about getting your small business unstuck, and you should be, give me a call. Here's my private line, 773-837-8250, or you can email me at barry@moltz.com. It's MOLTZ.com. Or you can just go to my website, www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Isn't this the year that you finally move your company forward? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money that you deserve? Remember, love everyone. Trust a few and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Hey, Mike, you watching the game Sunday?